Let's go to line three and talk with Diana. You're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1. Good morning.
Good morning, sir, and I appreciate the opportunity. I want to make sure people who have waited to November the 6th to go and vote, tell them to please make sure they know where to go to vote on Election Day, because some polling places they might have voted at for years do not exist anymore. And they can call 713-755-6965.
And who am I talking to?
Sir?
And who are you?
I'm Diana.
Diana, that number is for what organization?
That's Harris County. They can call that number to make sure that they can give them their zip code and make sure that they know what polling place to go and vote at.
Their particular precinct. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Because, you know, some people, like I said, they might be going to polling places that don't even exist anymore.
That's true. Thank you.
And the most important thing I want people to realize, some people have been listening, unfortunately, to Michael Berry. And he had been telling people, go and vote straight Democratic ticket, but make sure you go back and hit the president name. They have deselected the president. A lot of young people, because I worked the polls this whole week, a lot of young people were saying, no. We were told, we heard it on the radio, we were told to go and vote straight ticket and then go hit the president name, and they have deselected the president. So tell people, I told people, if they do a straight Democratic ticket, don't go back and make no changes, because they will remove the president. I mean, you know, they can make other changes for other politicians that they might. Some people specifically know I don't want to vote for that person, but if you're there voting for the president, do not go back and hit his name. You will deselect the president.
Well, we will have someone from an election judge here today that will be able to explain that in more thorough detail. And Diana, we appreciate your input this morning. Thanks for being a part of the program. So let's go to line four. Let's find out how to pronounce this name. Good morning.
They gave you a challenge this morning.
Yes, they did. Adeseya?
Adesawa.
Uh-huh. So the Y is pronounced it like a W. Okay.
Hey, Adesawa. This morning. Hey, wanted to make it real simple for people. Everybody have these smartphones, and if you're a grandparent or whatever, ask your kids to look this up for you. In order to go vote, these polling places can change up until the day of the election, which is really weird.
Really?
But they can. Yep. Harris County Clerk's Office is on their webpage. It actually says that. Hopefully we won't be shuffling around that much. Mm. But anyway, go to harrisvotes.com or either .org, whichever one you guys can remember. And then all you do is type in your address and your name, and it has to be exactly the way you registered to vote.
Last name first. I found that out going to that site.
I'm looking at it right now, and I'm on my smartphone. And then all you have to do, make sure it's exactly the way you had it registered to vote, because you may have trouble pulling it up. Secondly, it's going to tell you where you need to go vote. Now, if you scroll down to the bottom of that page, like I'm getting ready to do, donate some paper and print out the polling locations, because they're actually printed out. I was at 1 o'clock this morning looking at all the polling locations. I'm going to print those out to help people, elderly people, and pass those out tomorrow. That'll be part of my reparations from where I work. I'm going to take my lunch break in a couple of more hours and do that. You guys do that as well. Print them out and have people, you know, look it up as well for those of us who do not have computers.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for your input this morning.
All right. Blessings. Bye.
All right. Blessings to you, too. Yeah, don't forget, too, I was just, I didn't even think about this, but I understand that your employer has to give you time off 2 consecutive hours to go out and vote. Yeah, that's pretty good. So in case, you know, don't feel squeezed, if you want to go on lunch hour, that's fine. If you need a little extra time, your employer, they say, you know, I mean, you just can't just get up and walk out and say, hey, I'm going to vote. You know, you got to make the arrangement. And, of course, they will be required to give you that extra time. Is that correct, Sylvester?
That is correct.
Okay, I just want to be sure.